Now we come to another example, first of all, of a voice that I don't think we've heard on Sounds Irish since it started way back in 1900 and frozen to death. But we hear this particular girl singing a song that, well, she's not usually associated with. Now, let me explain this a bit more. Let's make this a little clearer, Joe. I speak of Dusty Springfield. Now, whereas earlier on I said I wasn't a big Sinead O'Connor fan, and that's quite true, I am a big Dusty Springfield fan. I loved her music. Now, no matter what she sings, she puts her heart and soul into it. But Dusty Springfield, who was a big hit, first of all, with the group called the Springfields, and then went out on her own and made such big hits as If You Go Away and various songs of that ilk. Around the 60s and 70s, she was huge in the charts. Now she's singing an Irish song. It's an extract from a television performance, and she sings the haunting, a lovely haunting Irish song, My Lagan Love. Now, the Lagan is the river on which Belfast stands, so, and it's haunting, and she sings it so beautifully. But I'll tell you what we'll do. As I say, it's a recording from a television performance, so a round of applause, and we let Dusty Springfield introduce it and sing it herself.
I think people get the idea that all Irish songs are either Paddy McGinty's Goat or Irish Eyes Are Smiling, all those lovely sort of Hollywood Irish songs. Actually, the most beautiful ones I've ever heard were played by a very old gentleman somewhere in Donegal on one flute, and it was really nice. The song that impressed me most of all was this one I'm going to attempt to sing for you now, called My Lagan Love.
Now, wasn't that unusual? When you think of Dusty Springfield singing songs like The Son of a Preacher Man or You Don't Have to Say You Love Me, but there she sang it beautifully, My Lagan Love. And I love the harp accompaniment on that one. And again, it wasn't a studio recording, so I do apologise if it didn't come up to technical expectation. Well, here's a story of another young man, and he's leaving Chrishla. Chrishla is a village in Donegal, and he's leaving, and he's sailing on the ship, and he's going to Quebec, leaving his native home to start a new life in Quebec. And the ship has just left, and he's writing a letter to his friend Danny, way back in Chrishla. And he's missing them all in Chrysler. And he was wishing he was back with them in Chrysler. And especially with a girl that he's met. And by strange coincidence, on the ship, he met a woman who knew this particular girl, Katie. Well, she knew her by sight. And this is a lovely song. It's called The Emigrant's Letter. And it's sung for us here by Brendan O'Dowda. And you know me, big Brendan O'Dowda fan. Listen to this letter that he's writing back to his friend Danny in Chrysler. And he wants to be back where they're cutting the corn in Chrysler.
Dear Danny, I'm taking a pen in my hand to tell you we're just out of sight o' the land. In that grand Allan liner I'm sailing in style, but I'm sailing away from the Emerald Isle. And a long sort of sigh seemed to come from us all when the waves hid the last bit of old Donegal. Ah, it's well to be you that is taking your tale where they're cutting the corn in a Chrysler today. There's a woman on board who knows Katie by sight, and we talked of old times till they put out the light. I'm to meet the good woman tomorrow on deck, and we'll talk about Katie from this to Quebec. I know I'm no match for her, no, not the least, with her house and two cows and her brother a priest. But the woman declares Katie's heart's on the sail, while mine's with the reapers in a Chrysler today. Ah, goodbye to you, Danny. No more's to be said, and I think the salt water's got into me head. For it drips from me eyes when I call to my mind the friends and the calling I'm leaving behind. But still she might wait when I bade her goodbye. There was just the least taste of a tear in her eye, and a break in her voice when she said, "You might stay, but please God you'll come back to all Chrysler someday.
And please God, you'll come back home to Chrysler someday. And I hope you did. That was Brendan O'Dowda and the orchestra there, conducted by a gentleman who I had the good fortune to meet on a number of times. And he was going to actually record one of my songs with the orchestra one time. But for some reason or other, and I can't remember why, it fell through. But that was Philip Green and the orchestra there accompanying Brendan O'Dowda. Now, we're going from Galway. Well, we've been to Galway. Oh, no, Donegal we were in, weren't we? Chrysler. We're coming down now. We're coming down from the northwest, from Donegal through Sligo, right? Through Mayo, and Galway, and we find ourselves on the west coast of Clare. And here's a wonderful song that I usually sing. Well, a couple of lines I quote from one of the girls in my choir that I train my local church choir here in Bray, County Wicklow. And one of the girls is from Clare. And I always laughingly refer to her as the darling girl from Clare. Here's Michael O'Dwyer. And as I did with the Kilkenny song earlier on, I'll dedicate this to anyone from Clare or whose ancestors were from Clare.
I was sitting on the bridge upon a Sunday, watching the girls go by, and just thinking I'd be married to one one day, when Kate Flynn caught me eye. Oh man, she was the makings of a fairy, and it made each boy oh swear, there's not a girl in the wide, wide world like the darling girl from Clare. So every man that got the finest plan you'll ever see now, darling me now. Every day there's one of them will say that she'll agree now, you will see now. All night they'd fight as to which of them was right in the colour of her eyes and hair. But not a word from me was ever heard about the darling girl from Clare. Also state is the father I'd be pleasing. Sure, I'll tell him of the land I've tilled. Oh, I'll tell him of the cattle I have grazed and the house I made to build. And when he sees the arable and pasture and the fat stock feeding there, and the hens and the chickens, he may go to the dickens for the darling girl from Clare. So every man had got the finest plan you'll ever see now, darling me now. Every day there's one of them will say that she'll agree now, you'll see now. Says I then now, though I haven't e'er a cow of brass, I've got me share. And so I know the way they ought to go about the darling girl from Clare. Boy never said a single word about her, but I met the girl that day. Sure, I told her I could never live without her, and wasn't she to say? Oh, she said that I might go and see her father. Sure, I met him then and there, and in less than an hour we were fighting for the dower of the darling girl from Clare. So every man that got the finest plan you'll ever see now, barring me now. Every day there's one of them would say that she'd agree now, telling me now. But late last night when the moon was shining bright, I asked her if she'd share me joy and me sorrow and me gara on tomorrow. I'd be married to the girl from Clare.
Friends, last Sunday here in Ireland, we celebrated Mother's Day. Now, we Irish have a great love for our mothers, or the mammy, as they're quite often called. And there's many tracks I could play for you. The two that come to mind are Mother McCree and A Mother's Love's a Blessing, and there's another couple of Irish mother songs, but we're not going to get that. We're going to get an unusual track. And as you listen to it, think, no matter what part of the world you're in, think of your mother or your mammy. And from a very early age, where, you know, our mothers make a big impression on us. Now, maybe that just doesn't apply to we Irish, but I think it does, you know. Even when men grow into their 30s and 40s, they still refer to her as the mammy. And here, I'm going to do something for you now that I just wonder, anybody listening to it, if they think of their own mother, whether they're away from home in Australia, Canada, the US, the UK, and they're Irish perhaps, and they think back home of their mother back home. Maybe she's gone to God, and you think and reflect on the impression she made on you, the instructions she gave you, and how she guided you. But what I'm going to do for you now, it's a piece by Edgar A. Guest. It's called A Mother's Watch. And I hope, as you listen to this, you'll think of your own mother. Or if you're Irish, your mammy. She never closed her eyes in sleep till we were all in bed. On party nights till we came home, she often sat and read. We all little thought about it then, for we lived just for the day, how much mother worried when the children were away. We only knew she never slept when we were all out at night, and she waited just to know that we'd come home all right. Why, sometimes when we stayed away till one or two or three, it seemed to us that mother heard the turning of the key. For always, when we stepped inside, she'd call and we'd reply. But we were all too young just then to understand just why. Until the last one had returned, she always kept a light. For mother couldn't sleep until she kissed us all goodnight. She had to know that we were safe before she went to rest. She seemed to fear the world might harm the ones she loved the best. And once she said, "When you are grown, to women and to men, perhaps I'll sleep the whole night through. I may be different then." And so it seems that night and day we knew a mother's care. And always when we got back home, we'd find her waiting there. Then came the night when we were called to gather round her bed. "The children are all with you now," the kindly doctor said. And in her eyes there gleamed again the old-time tender light that told us that she'd been waiting just to know that we were all right. She smiled that old familiar smile and prayed to God to keep us safe from harm throughout the years. And then she went to sleep. I came across that poem by Edgar A. Guest a couple of months ago, and I thought, yes, I'd like to read that out on Sounds Irish, read by yours truly, with yours truly playing the background music as well. But I hope you enjoyed A Mother's Watch. Now we're leaving, where were we? Clare. We were in Clare. We're going right down to the south of Ireland now, to Cork. And for all our Cork listeners, this has become known as the Cork National Anthem. Yes, you've guessed it. On the Banks of My Own Lovely Lee, sung by one of the greatest Cork men ever, certainly in acting and singing and performing, Joe Lynch, for all our Cork listeners.
Oh, how oft do my thoughts in a fancy take flight to the home of my childhood, away to the days when each patriot's vision seemed bright, ere I dream that those joys should decay. When my heart was as light as the wild winds that blow down the Madai through Shalom Dream, where we sported and played neath his green leafy shade on the bank of my own lovely, where we sported and played neath his green leafy shade on the banks of my own lovely lea. I should then, in the springtime of laughter and song, shall I ever forget the sweet hour with the friends of my youth as we rambled along your green mossy banks and wild flowers? There too, when the evening sun sinking to rest sheds a golden light over the sea, the maid with her lover wild daisies pressed on the banks of my own lovely Lee. The maid with her lover, the wild daisies pressed on the banks of my own lovely
Now, I've got a confession to make to you, because that was not the original. That's a later recording of Joe Lynch singing On the Banks of My Own Lovely Lee. He recorded that years ago on a 78. I would prefer the old arrangement with Joe Lynch singing On the Banks of My Own Lovely Lee. And I'm sure I might have it somewhere, and we'll root it out for some future programme. Joe Lynch, for all our Cork listeners. No, for all our listeners, because it's a great song at a party when we all get up and sing. Now, here she is, my favourite Irish female singer, of course. You know, it's Anne-Marie O'Riordan. And we've spoken on the programme a number of times this week about emigrants and people leaving Ireland and going to seek their fortune in a new world. And here Anne-Marie is expressing the hope that someday may we all meet again.
There are roads to where we're going, endless highways and dusty tracks, and every road that we have traveled is the road that always brings us back and takes us to familiar places and takes us back to share again golden days and friendly have spoken. There are plans we should have made and promises as we have broken. It has always, always been the same and takes us to
Well, as I've said so often on Sounds Irish, Anne-Marie O'Riordan has a most unusual voice, and she has a wonderful way and know-how of working her voice and putting a song across really well. That was her version of May We All Meet Again Someday. Mick Maloney. Now, there's a talented gentleman, if ever I heard one, a talented musician to boot. And he's telling us all about his uncle, Dan McCann. Another Galway man.
I've lately wandered over here to search for me Uncle Dan. He left the county Galway in the year of 61. Where he's gone to, I don't know. I've searched this country high and low, but back to Galway I can't go without me Uncle Dan. Have you seen me Uncle Dan McCann? Typical bit of a Galway man. He came out to the USA in the year of 61. Well, if any dull neighbours living here seen or heard of him anywhere, you'd oblige me if you'd help me find me Uncle Dan McCann. Let me tell you of me Uncle Dan. By God, he was a mighty man. He swam the River Liffey twice a day. He ran three rounds at the Phoenix Park. He could dance and sing just like a lark. He wasn't afraid to go home in the dark, me Uncle Dan McCann. Have you seen me Uncle Dan McCann? Typical bit of a Galway man. He came out to the USA in the year of 61. If any dull neighbours living here seen or heard of him anywhere, you'd oblige me if you'd help me find me Uncle Dan McCann. I found me Uncle Dan McCann, a very prosperous Yankee man. He holds a seat in Congress and he's leader of his clan. He's helped to write America's laws, his heart and soul in Ireland's cause. God help the man who opened his jaws to me Uncle Dan McCann. So here's to me Uncle Dan McCann, typical bit of a Galway man. He fought all through the Civil War way back in 61. He was supple and limber in every joint. He wasn't afraid of the bayonet's point. He belonged to the fight in 69, me Uncle Dan McCann.
He has a wonderful repertoire, Mick Maloney. He sings every type of Irish song there is, and a fine guitar player too. There we heard all about his Uncle Dan McCann. Earlier on in the programme, when I was playing Dusty Springfield track, she mentioned this next track, and I thought, yes, we'll play it. It's a bit of fun, and I think that everybody, when they say an Irish song, there's a number of Irish songs that come to mind immediately to people who are not Irish. For instance, When Irish Eyes Are Smiling, it's not an Irish song. I'll Take You Home Again, Kathleen. They're not Irish songs. Still, we've claimed them and they're ours and you're not getting them back. But this, we have Foster and Allen, a duo that I really like, and they're telling us all about, yes, you guessed it, Paddy McGinty and his goat.
Now Patrick McGinty, an Irish man of note, fell in for a fortune and he bought himself a goat. Says he, sure of goat's milk I'm going to have me fill. But when he brought the nanny home, he found it was a bill. All the young ladies who live in Killaloe, they're all wearing buses like the mothers used to do. They each wear a bolster beneath their petticoat and leave the rest to Providence and Paddy McGinty's goat. Mrs. Burke to her daughter said, listen, Mary Jane, who was the lad you were fuddling in the lane? He had long wavy whiskers hanging from his chin. It was only Paddy McGinty's goat, she answered with a grin. Then she went away from the village in disgrace. She came back with powder and paint upon her face, rings on her fingers, and she wore a sable coat. You can bet your life she didn't get those from Paddy McGinty's goat.
Well, Nora McCarty the knot was going to tie. She washed out her throat, so when she hung it out to dry, along came the goat and he saw the bits of white, and chewed up all her falder rolls upon her wedding night. Turn out the light, bitch, she shouted out to Pat, for though I'm your bride, you're a knot worth looking at. I had two of everything I told you when I wrote, but now we've won the knot, and also funny me Yankees goat. Mickey Riley, he went to the races the other day. He won $20 and he shouted hip hooray. He held up the note shouting, look at what I've got. Along came the goat and he swallowed up the lot. He's eating me banknotes as Mickey with the hump. They went for a doctor and he got his stomach pump. They pumped and they pumped for the $20 note, but all they got was sixpence out of Paddy McGinty's goat. Old Paddy's goat had the wondrous appetite, and one day for breakfast he had some dynamite. A big box of matches he swallowed all serene, then out he went and swallowed up a quart of paraffin. Sat by the fireside, he didn't give a hang, he swallowed the spark and exploded with a bang. So if you go to heaven, you can bet a dollar note that the angel with the whiskers on is Paddy McGinty's goat.
All words to that effect. And we heard Foster and Allen, very talented, and their interpretation of Paddy McGinty's goat. Whose version did I play a couple of weeks ago? Oh, Val Doonigan. That was there. We heard, as I say, Foster and Allen. Another ballad group now, and my favourite ballad group, the Dublin City Ramblers. They're not singing a Dublin song. They're singing the Rose of Moon Coin. And again, if I may, refer back to my trips to the US in my first trip with the band. And this was another song that I had to learn during our tour, because it's one that we hadn't rehearsed before leaving Ireland for America. We didn't even think of it, actually. We tried to get as many songs from as many counties as we could, but we'd overlooked this one. And this was another song that I had to learn during breakfast in some of the hotels that we stayed in. But here, the Dublin City Ramblers, and I hope those of you who know the song might join in and sing along.
Sweetest to roam by the sunny Easter stream, and hear the birds coo neath the morning sunbeam, where the thrush and the robin their sweet notes entwine, on the banks of the shore that flows down by Moonkine. Flow on, lovely river, gently along, by your waters so clear sounds the lark's merry song. On your green banks I wander, where first I did yine with you, lovely Molly, the Rose of Moonkine. She sailed far away o'er the dark rolling foam, far away from the hills of her dear Irish home, where the fisherman sports with his small boat and line, by the banks of the Shear that flows down by Moonkine. Flow on, lovely river, flow gently along, by your water sounds the lark's merry song. On your green banks I'll wander, where first I did yine with you, lovely Molly, the Rose of Moonkine. Oh, Molly, dear Molly, my fond heart to know that we two forever must part. But I'll think of you, Molly, when the sun and moon shine on the banks of the Shear that flows down to Moonkine. Flow on, lovely river, flow gently along, by your waters so clear,
sounds the larks in every song. On your green banks I'll wander, where first I did yine with you, lovely Molly, the rose of mankind. On lovely river, flow gently along. By your waters so clear, sounds the lark's merry song. On your green banks I'll wander, where first I did yine with you, lovely Molly, the rose of mankind.
You're listening to Sounds Irish with Joe Bollard. Friends, I want to play for you now a track from a lady that I think I've only played once on the programme, sometime last year, or if not the year before that. And I don't think it was a solo. I think it was a duet she was singing. I'm speaking about Patricia Cahill. Now, Patricia Cahill released her first album, I think, in 1957. And she had a most wonderful voice and still has. Her singing teacher was actually a very good friend of mine, Dal McNulty. That's Patricia's first singing teacher. Patricia went on to work with such stars as Maureen Potter and Jack Cruz and had a wonderful solo life of her own, producing many albums, including a beautiful album with Kenneth McKellar, the Scottish singer. And I'm trying to lay my hands on that album. But what I want to play for you now is Patricia Cahill's interpretation of the song How Can You Buy Killarney? And this is wonderful.
An American landed on Erin's Green Isle. He gazed at Killarney with rapturous smile. How can I buy it? He said with a sigh. I'll tell you how, and I gave this reply. When you can buy
lovely sort of smile in her voice, and didn't she hold that last note really well? That was Patricia Cahill, and I'm hoping we'll hear more of Patricia Cahill on Sounds Irish.